Let them be only thine own and not strangers with thee. Let thy fountain be blessed and rejoice with the wife of thy youth. He says, look, what you want to do, son, is you want to get married and you want to enjoy your wife and you want her to only be yours and not strangers with you. You don't want to be with a woman that's being shared with everybody else. You want to get married to a wife that is for you alone, the Bible says. That's what the Bible teaches. That's what the Bible says. And you say, well, I'm 15, I'm 16. Hey, you need to wait. You need to wait. You need to be pure. You need to be a virgin when you get married. And you need to just wait a few years. And you know what? In the scheme of your 70, 80, 90 year life, that 2, 3, 4, 5 years that you need to wait until you get married is something that you need to just endure. And not just gratify the flesh. Well, I just can't wait. Waiting is just asking too much. The biology teacher told me I'm an animal that's just wired to just hump everything that moves like a dog. That's what they're teaching now at the stupid public fool system. That's what scientists say. Well, it turns out that mammals aren't wired for monogamy. Turns out that, well, here's the proof. Look at a dog. It'll hump anything that breathes. You know what? The Bible calls sodomites dogs. I happen to be a human being made in the image of God. Amen. Not a mammal. Not a dog. I'm not an alley cat. Yeah, you're right. Cats will just do whatever with all the cats in the neighborhood. That's why they have to be spayed and mutilated. Because otherwise they'll just keep going around and just fooling around with every cat in the whole stinking neighborhood. Well, you know what? I'm not a cat. I'm not a dog. I'm a human being. Care what that biology teacher says down at Devil State University. And you know, you need to understand that you are wired for monogamy by the Spirit of God. Amen. You know what? You say, well, we're just not wired. Yeah, it's called a sin nature. Why don't you be renewed in the spirit of your mind? Get saved, read the Bible, pray to God. And you know what? He'll rewire that stupid part of your brain so you won't act like an animal. You don't think God can fix your brain to where you'll actually desire your spouse? Where you can actually be faithful to one person? You know what? People have been doing it for thousands of years. You think everybody for thousands of years has committed fornication and adultery? That's a lie out of hell. Millions and millions and millions and millions of people before, during, and after your lifetime were a virgin when they got married and stayed faithful to that spouse until they died. Now, there are plenty of examples of fornication. There are plenty of examples of adultery. But don't you tell me it's impossible to do what God demanded that you do and kill 24,000 people because they didn't do it. He killed 23,000 people in one day for fornication. But you're going to tell me, oh, it's just an unrealistic expectation. That's what they're teaching today. Isn't that what the world's saying today? Oh, that's an unrealistic expectation. Wrong. It's your reasonable service. Get an ounce of spirituality, get an ounce of Christianity, get an ounce of godliness, and abstain from fornication, and abstain from committing adultery. Oh, it's just too much to ask to be with the same person. No! You stay faithful to your spouse until death do you part. Amen. Let the world tell you, oh, it's just normal. Yes, normal for you, you filthy whore. I don't care what PhD you think you are, you stinking biologist whore, you filthy, dirty, smelly, vile whore. You know what? You just want everybody to be like you, you skank. You know these women who write these articles? Oh, it turns out it's normal to express yourself and just be with every dude. You filthy, disgusting whore. Daddy didn't show you enough attention or whatever, or you got molested by your single mom's boyfriends that were a revolving door coming through every week, and they molested you and abused you, and now you want to abuse the whole world with your vile, sick philosophy. You say, I don't know if I'm comfortable with this kind of preaching. Well, you know what? I'm not comfortable with our society that is filled with whores and whoremongers. And you know what? These kids, they watch TV, and they see people going to bed on the first date, and they see all the fornication and adultery. But you know, when you come to church, I'm going to tell it like it is. It's dirty. It's vile. It's unclean. It's disgusting. It's filthy. That's what we ought to call it. Here's a word that needs to be in your vocabulary. Filthy. That's filthy. You know what fornication is? It's filthy. You know what it is? It's not clean. I don't need some Jew to tell me that unclean is actually talking about ritual impurity. No, unclean means dirty. Look up unclean in the Bible. You know what it means? It's dirty. Now, you didn't need me to tell you that, did you? But the Jews today, they want to tell everybody that unclean is ritual impurity. It had nothing to do with sanitation. No, it has everything to do with sanitation. Bunch of dirty whores and whoremongers. It's dirty. It's filthy. It's vile. It's unclean. It's gross. It's wicked. We need to be renewed in the spirit of our mind today. We need to be filled with the Holy Spirit of God. And we need to look at that road ahead of us that leads from today until the wedding altar, when we walk pure across the wedding altar, and say, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. I can do. I will do. Why? Through the power of God, I can live like a man and not like an animal. I can be human. I don't have to be like a dog or a cat or whatever other filthy animal. I can actually be human, and I can actually be clean and keep it pure. Young people need to listen to advice. They need to listen to instruction. They need to bow down their ear and realize that God's plan is that they rejoice with the wife of their youth. And verse 19, let her be as the loving hind and pleasant roe. Let her breast satisfy thee at all times, and be thou ravished always with her love. And why wilt thou, my son, be ravished with a strange woman and embrace the bosom of a stranger? Don't you know that that leads to death? Don't you know that your flesh and your body will be consumed by that filthy woman and all her STDs and disease? Not to mention what it's doing to your spirit and your soul. Right.